Today's shiur will discuss the issue of onan the karkos, the gemara and daf mem beis mabeis. And then we'll continue in tomorrow's shiur discussing aspects of achiyuv b'dini adam and chiyuv latzeis b'dei shamayim. And then we'll begin the main sugya of ein shliach ledvar aveir. We start ready the gemara and daf mem beis amud aleph that tells us the chiddush of Amrav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Yisomim shabo lachlok benichzei avihim. You have yisomim ktanim. The father died, they have to divide the estate. So as we discussed in the last year, that Bezdin Mamidnam Apitropis, so Borlehem Chelek Yafa. Apitropis is necessary in order to distribute the Yerusha. And we saw that today in Tosos exactly what is the Koach of Apitropis. Is it considered to be a heightened form of Shlichus? Is it Dino Kibalim? Is it based on Zechiyah with the main Afkamina is Lahalacha? The Gemara tells us the name of Shmo, what happens in Higdilu? If these children will grow up and they are not happy with that division, certainly they can protest, and therefore a new division is required. That is what Rav Nachman said, the name of Shmuel. The Gemara continues and says, Rav Nachman Didei disagrees and says that cannot be. Einam yechol nimchos, because after all, dimkein, ma koach bezdin yafa, you're compromising the whole authority of the bezdin to allow these ktanim to become of age and simply say that we dismiss that prior chalukah. The Gemara asked the following kasha, this concept of Makoch Bezdin Yafa, isn't this a machlokis between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Gamliel? Because the Mishnah tells us to Adenim Maseches Ksuvos and Daf Tzaditzes some days, what happens in an instance of Shum Hadayonim, Shepitzvah Shtus, or Hisiru Shtus? It's necessary to Bezdin to make a Shuma, to make an assessment. Let's assume, for example, an individual who's a Lova owes money to the Malva. Let's assume he is not paying, he is not present, he goes to Medina Sayyam. Bezdin will allow the Malva to foreclose on the property of the Lova. Of course, it's necessary to make an assessment in terms of the value of the Nichsei HaLova. What happens if that assessment is off? So here, the Chachamim say the Tanakama that Michro Batel. If there is a Shum HaDayanim, but there is a clear disparity between that assessment's actual value, that is considered to be batel. Shem Gamliel says that no. If it's done al yidei bezdin, shum hadayanim de michro kayim, because din kein, ma koach bezdin yafas. That machlokes seems to parallel ours of yisomim and dinei apitropis. The difficulty is the following. The Gemara says that b'shem Rav Nachman, that the halacha is ketanakama, kedivrei chachamim, that michron batel, because we do not assume ma koach bezdin yafa. So how is it possible for Rav Nachman Didei to maintain that enem yachom limchos, because ma koach bezdin yafa, that doesn't correspond to the statement of Rav Nachman that we paskim like the chachamim in that Mishnah Ksuvos and Daf Tzaditzes Amud Beis. The Gemara says perhaps those cases are very different. In the case of Shum HaDayanim, there was an acknowledged toes. There was a clear mistake, Al Yadei HaDayanim. In that case, we can assume it's Batel. Mashenki, in the case of Apitropis, there was no toes whatsoever. That, the Gemara explains, was simply just an issue of Ruchos. Higdilu, they argue that why is it that you gave me the portion on the south, I desire the portion on the north, but that was not considered to me Dine toes. In that case, that's where one could say, Ma koach bezdin yafa. Now the Gemara continues and says the following. What happens in a case similar to this of Achim Shechogu? Brothers go ahead and divide up an estate. What is that? Is that considered to be Dine Yerusha? Or as Rav Nachman says, that's not true, Harei Hein Kilukuchos. That's subsequent division. That's simply considered to be Dine Mecha Chomemkar, how they will divide. Everyone has a share in the Yerusha, obviously what we call Tfutha Sabayis. The particular division, that is considered to be Midin Lokeach. And therefore, Rav Nachman says that that is subject to Dine Ona. If the discrepancy is considered to be pachos mishkos, then nikna mekach. If it is yeser mishtus, then the mekach is batel. If it is shtus, then the halach is kono maser ono. Here the Gemara formulates the three dinei ona, depending on the discrepancy between that assumption and the actual value. The difficulty is the following. Rava says that earlier statement of Rav Nachman, that achim shecholku, dinei kilakuchos, and therefore it's subject to all three dinei ona, Rava says there is a difference. The girsa we have in the Gemara is the following. What happens if Amar niflog bishuma debei dina? Let's assume the brothers state that, you know what, we are dividing it based on shuma debei dina, as an assessment of bezdin. Then Rava says the halacha is michron kayim. On what basis did Rava make that statement? That if they state shuma debei dina, then michron kayim, apparently that follows the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. When it comes to shum hadayanim, makoch bezdin yafa, and therefore michron kayim. That's Hara number one of Rava. Hara number two, Rava says, is the following. That which we assume, achim shecholku, if it is shtus, kano umachzir, that is only when it comes to metalkuin. However, when it comes to karkos, then we assume ein ona likarkos. And therefore, there is no halacha of machzir ona. Good, that is the girsa we have in the sugya. This is the girsa of Rashi. And from this you see several chidushim, and indeed, as the Ritva points out, several difficulties. Number one is the following. We'll have to discuss at length this halacha of ein ona lekarkaos. But simply limited to the way we read the Gemara, according to Rashi's girsa, number one, the Gemara is talking about tashlume ona. The Gemara was talking about a case of a discrepancy of shtus, where the halacha is kana umachzer ona, since ein ona lekarkaos, that second element, machzir ona, no longer applies. So therefore, if I were to ask you, based on the sugya, what exactly does ein ona lekarkaos mean? He'll tell me simply the following, that in a case of shtus, where the halach is kano umachzir, that is true when it comes to metalkin, when it comes to karka, there is no tashlume ona. A further issue, though, is the following. The Gemara only mentions this concept of ein ona lekarkaos when it comes to that application, shtus, kano umachzir ona. And what if it would be a case of yeser mishtus? What if it would be a case of bitul hamekach? Do we assume in that context that ein ona lekarkaos? Again, the context of the Gemara, as Rashi presents, is in an instance of shtus, kano umasir, then since ein ona lekarkaos, then that second element of machzir dmei ona does not apply. The lineup of shitas, however, as Ritva points out, is very difficult, according to Rashi Shita. Because after all, Rava's Ha'ara, which Poshub Shat was within Rav Nachman, is if you say, Niflo, Bishuma de Beidina, then Michron Kayam. Why is that? That's Aliba, Dav Shimon Gamliel, Shum HaDayanim, Michron Kayam, because Makov Bezniyafa. What was the difficulty? We just got through saying that is not Rav Nachman Shita. Rav Nachman says that the halacha is Kedivrei Chachamim, that in such an instance, Michron Batel, not Michron Kayam. So it ends up according to the girsa we have, which is Rashi's girsa, that Rav is Aliba to Rav Shimon Gamliel, elaborating Rav Nachman Shita, which is Aliba de Chachamim. So Tzva points out, how can that be? Bashab Shabbi would expect the shitas to be fully consistent and to line up in its entirety. So again, the Ritva writes the following chiddush, that number one, the lineup of the shitas is indeed difficult. Number two, the Ritva points out, the halacha of ein ona lekarkaos is not limited to a case of shtus. Even in a case which is yeser mishtus, where one would normally assume that the mekach is batel, even then we assume ein ona lekarkaos. According to this Girsan Rashi, it seems to be a very limited application of ein ona lekarkaos, only in a case of shtus, where we assume that machzir dmei ona, that last detail does not apply in those cases. As a result, Ritva writes the following chiddush, that the girsa nechon of our Gemara should be the girsa of the Rif. This is also the girsa Rabbi Nachmanano. This is what Rabbi Natan writes in the Sefer Yashar. Tosus presents this possibility, and that is the following girsa. When Rava addressed the case of Achim Shecholku, where we assume the following, that if it is a discrepancy of shtus, then kana umachser ona, it is considered to be kayam, that is only stam. That is if no statement or no representation was made. However, if they will state niflog b'shuma de beit dina, if they will state that we want an exact, an accurate division, an accurate assessment, comparable to Shuma de Beidina, then the Mekach is considered to be Batel. Just as Rav Nachman said, not the opposite, just as Rav Nachman said, that in the case of Shum HaDayanim, we assume as the Shita Sachachamim that Michron Batel, that was the Chiddush of Rava. The opposite of what Rashi assumed, Hoshab Shat Girsa of our Gemara. And then Rabbah continues and says the following, in that case of Achin Shechalku, where we assume that in cases of Yeser al Shtus, not Shtus, Yeser al Shtus, then we assume that Michron Batel, that is only when it comes to cases of Mitaltalin, not when it comes to cases of Karkos, because when it comes to cases of Karkos, categorically, Ein Ono Le Karkos, even in cases where the Tos is Yeser Mishtus, there is no Bittul HaMekach when it comes to Karkos. Not just simply that, there's no Tashlume Onah in the case of Kana Umasir. These are the two Girsos in our Gemara, and therefore the lineup of the Shittas is different according to the Ritva, and the Chiddush of our Gemara then is, even if you're dealing with a case of Yeser Mishtus, where we would normally assume that is considered to be Michron Batel, that is only true when it comes to Metzaltin, that is not true when it comes to Karka. The Gemara doesn't tell us why we should assume that there's a difference between Karka as opposed to Metzaltin when it comes to Dine Onas, and perhaps even a more fundamental issue, but this is directly related, is Mehecha Taisin. Where did the Gemara derive these three halachos of Onas? We all know in the Parsha of Onah there's difference between Pachos Mishtus, Shtus, Yeser Mishtus. Where is this found? If you look in Vayikra Perchafei in Parshas Bahar, the Torah never makes any mention of these three different gradations of Dine Onah. And even if one should assume good Maser HaKosum L'Chachamim, but nonetheless, on what basis? Where was there a clue that there are different levels and degrees of onah, where sometimes we assume everything is fine, sometimes machzir onah, sometimes we assume it is considered to be that which is bitul hamekach. Where do you see these dine onah, and furthermore mehecha teisi, that there is a difference between karka as opposed to mitaltin? So if you look in the Ramban in Parshas Bahar, in Vayikra and Perech Chafei, the Psukim are Yudalit and Tezvav, Ramban is on Pasuk Tezvav, there seems to be a stira mineu bei in the Psukim that is the secret to this whole Parsha of Onah. The Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Yudal the following, the Chisim Kromim Kal Amisecha, O Kano Miad Amisecha, O Tonu Is Es Achim. The Pasuk mentions, O Kano Miad Amisecha. What does that mean? Something which is transferred miyad amisefa. So that is the drush of the Gemara of Metzian daf Nunvav. The Gemara calls Saint Brisan daf Nunvav Mudeis. What does it mean? O kano miyad amisefa, davar hanikne miyad liyad. The Torah is referring to something that you transfer from one individual to another, meaning davar hametaltel. No? Not just simply you are transferring ownership, but something which is nicknam liyad liyad, namely metaltalin. And therefore the Braisa tells us that yatsu karkos she'enan metaltalin, and therefore ein ono le karkos. Karkos is not considered to be a davar ha'nicknam liyad liyad. That's the drasha of the Gemara. This is found in Torah's Kohanim as well. The Ramban points out the obvious difference. Ein ono le karkos. And he'll argue that's true categorically. How can that be? The whole context of the Parsha is Karka. Now, the Torah tells us in the very next Pasuk, in Pasuk Tezvah, B'mispar shnei sevuos yimkalach. Now, when you are purchasing Karka, realize that this is not a permanent sale. This is only going to be in existence until Yom Tov, where the karka is going to revert back to its original owner. So realize that your purchase is only considered to be a kinyan lizman, and therefore b'misvar shnei suvosim kalav. You are only doing so for a limited amount of time. You have to take into effect how many years there are until Yom Tov, and you only have the use of that field until that time. That's the steer the Ramban writes that is the secret to this entire sugya. That on the one hand, the Gemara has a drash al kano mi'anam yisecha, which is clearly referring to metaltolin, but the entire context of the parsha is karkos. So how can you have a miut of ein ono lekarkos when the whole parsha is dealing with mechiras karka? That is the difficulty. So the Ramban argues it must be that there are two different halachos of ona. Ramban writes the following: Vaday hama'ane eschavero ledas. If a person will intentionally commit an act of fraud, misrepresent in terms of the sale, so he violates the sederaisa of ona. It also is interesting. Chiddush we'll have to discuss later in the shiur. The Ramban writes hama'ane eschavero. The Ramban adds the word ledas intentionally. Is that really true? That ona is only the mazid, and it doesn't apply the shogay. But that's the lashon haRamban. Hama'anes chavero ledas. If a person intentionally frauds his friend, so therefore, of course, there's an issa d'arayis of ona. Ben b'metalklin ben b'karkos. The issa of ona that applies categorically. That's the whole context of the parsha. But there is an element of ona where we're doresh the pasuk o kano miyad misecha davar hanikna miyad liyad, a difference between karka as opposed to metalflin. Abu Rabbo Sino, Hitshu the Ramban writes, when it comes to tashlumin, ubizeh bilvad miyatu karkos. There are two halachos. There is the lav, there is the isra of ona, and then there is the tashlume, the dine ona. The Ramban writes, the isra daraisa of otonu isha sachiv applies obviously. Ben bekarta, ben bemetalflin. That's something which is categorical. There is an element of ona which is limited to o kano miyad amisecha. What extra aspect can that be? That is tashlume ona, the effect of ona, the dine ona. That there is a difference between karka as opposed to metalflin. This is a difference that you find in the Sefer HaChinuch as well, in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin. This is also what you find in Rabbi Yonah, in the Pirush of Aliyot Rabbi Yonah Baba Basra, and Daf Ayin Zayin Amad Beis. Two different halachos. The Dine Onah as opposed to the Isser Onah. And the miut of Ein Onah LeKarkos is not in terms of Isser. Of course that is considered to be the case, but rather in terms of the Tashlumin. Mashlo mahadavadome, right? Karka is eno nigzeles. Karka eno nigzeles. What exactly does that mean? That it's mutter lechatchila to steal someone's property? Is that really true? Rov Rishonim assume that certainly is not the case at all. That's what Tosos assumes in Bar Metzia and Daf Samach Aleph. Of course there is an issa d'arayis of gezel when it comes to karka. It's just that there are two halachos when it comes to gezel. There's the iser of gezel, and also there is the effect of gezel. Now, a concept of kinyane gnela, kinyane gzela. When it comes to metaltolin, it's a dakar which is metaltel, naivi. It moves from place to place. No? So if that's true, not only did I violate an iser, but I was kona the chefet. They're kinyane gnela, kinyane gzela. We discussed many different times. When it comes to karka, even if you assume karka is eno nigzeles, that's true in terms of the effect of kinyane neza, kinyane gzela. But do I violate an iser gezel? Of course. Rashi writes mechumish, the pasuk of hasugah zvul. No, if I take the boundary line and while you're sleeping, I go ahead and move it over, and now I encroach on your property as though that was a division. That's an iser daraisa of gezel. Even though ein gzela lekarkos, that means in terms of kinyanim. However, the iser certainly will apply. And therefore, this is a chiddush that Ramban writes when it comes to cases of ona. There can be an iser of ona when it comes to karka, even though the effect of ona is considered to be that which is different. Is there anyone who disagrees with this chiddush who could argue there is no iser lav when it comes to karka? Because ein ona lekarkos. So this is the Tosfos of Bava Metzia and Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaseh Ela. The Gemara there deals with the following psukim. There is a parsha of Onah, there is a parsha of Gezel. The Gemara is bothered based on Tzrichos, so why do I need psukim of Gezel? If Onah is Aser, so isn't outright Gezel obviously Aser? If I'm not allowed to withhold payment of a worker, so obviously I'm not allowed to steal the kumbezeh. The Gemara deals with the entire Tzrichos. Why is it necessary to have all of the psukim when it comes to neva, gzela? Isn't it obvious if Onah is Aser, if Kovish or Sachir is Aser, isn't it a kavachomer that gzela should be Aser as well? So Tosfos has a very brief comment. Tosfos says the following, that one cannot argue if Onah is Aser, certainly gzela's karka is Aser, because when it comes to karka, there is no Iser of Onah. That's Tosfos' assumption. So therefore you can't derive Gezel from Onah, because the love of Onah does not apply to Karka. And Tosfos assumes that Gezel applies to Karka, it applies to Avodim Shehukash to Karka. That's where Tosfos even adds the following statement, that if the only issue of Karka in Gezelis is because Karka is stationary, so Tosfos writes interesting Kiddush, if an Eved is Dino Kakarka, but an Eved is a Dabra HaMetaltel, an Eved certainly can be seized, he can be kidnapped, he can be taken from place to place. In such a case, maybe in that respect, an Eved should be more similar to Metaltel as opposed to Karka. But for our purpose, Tosfos writes the following. You can't just obviously assume that if Onah is Aser, Gezel also is Aser, because how would that relate to Karka? Because Ein Onah, the Karka owes. So if you look in the Mishnah Melech, Mishnah Melech is found in Ochos Malva Veloche, Perek Dal Halacha Hei. And if you look in the Rabbi Kevega, in the Simen of Onah, Choshe Mishpat, Reish Chav Zayin, in Siv Chav Tes, there the Mishnah Melech points out, Rabbi Kevega points out, that apparently if you see from the Tosfos, that Ein Onah Lekarkos means there is no Iser Lav. Not just in terms of dine tashlume onah. The Gemara is bothered. Why is there a need for an iser of gezel? Can't that be derived kavachomer based on the parsha of onah? Tosfos says, what do you mean, ein onah lekarkos? Apparently, you see from Tosfos that ein onah lekarkos is not merely the details of tashlume onah, but there is no iser lav. In other words, according to Tosfos, the iser lav and dine onah go hand in hand. And therefore, if there's no chiyuv tashlumin, there is no iser as well. Tosfos does not address the kasha of Ramban. How can you say it's a categorical hafka? How can that be? The entire parsha is speaking about mechiras karka. How can that be? That was the hechercha of the Ramban. What Tosfos does with that kasha, Tosfos does not address. But if you look in the Pnei Yeshua, and that's looking in Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Vav Mar Aleph, the Ramask of the Mishnah, the Pnei Yeshua is bothered by this. How can there be a miut of Ein Onah Lekarkos if the Parsh is discussing the very theme of Mechiras Karka? The Pnei Yeshua writes the following. The Be'emes Le'inyan Isura, when it comes to the Iser, Afilu Bekarkos, Asa Lehonos Lechatchila. There's an Isra of Onah, even when it comes to Karka. V'ha d'matino me Onah, the fact that there's a miut, al kanom yadam yisecha, that is regarding the Isra love of lo sonu ishe sachiv, lo koi alayu, that doesn't apply to Karka. That's a very great Chiddush Pnei Yeshua writes. That's not the Ramban. The Ramban writes the difference between the love as opposed to tashlumin. The Pnei Yeshua writes, no, there is clearly an Isser of Onah when it comes to Karka. I, what about the Miut? The Miut excludes Karka from the Isser Lav of Altonu Ish Es Achir. Pnei Yeshua doesn't explain further. The Pnei Yeshua writes, when it comes to Karka, there certainly is an Isser, but there's no Tashlumin and there is no Isser Lav. There's no Isser Lav. What compelled the Pnei Yeshua to this extreme approach? that the mil davo kano miyat anisecha is not merely dine ona, but even this alav, bashar shat, that is the sheet of Tosus, where Tosus says there's no iser lav when it comes to karka. Why then is there any iser all if it's not an iser lav? Knir Shu doesn't fully explain. Bashar shat, one would have to argue as follows. The iser lav is mentioned in the first pasuk in pasuk Yudalit, al tonu ish es achiv, but that pasuk is al kano mi amisecha. That entire pasuk is referring to metaltonim. When it comes to karka, that's the next pasuk of pasuk tezvav. There the pasuk says b'mishbar shnei svo simkarlach. The Rav Zershu apparently assumes the following based on that second pasuk. The Torah says the sale is only for the balance of years. From there you see that there is an Isra of Onah, even though there is no Isra Lav, a very great Kiddush. So Pashup Shat, everyone would have to agree that Lechatchila, one is not allowed to engage Onah when it comes to Karka. That's the context of the Pasuk. Whereas Ramban writes there's an Isra Lav, Tosu assumes there is no Isra Lav at all, doesn't mean it's Mutva Chatchila, it's clear from Pasuk Tezvah. The Mismar Shnei Svo Simkalach, that is the Mechayiv, whereas according to Ramban, no, it is within the Isilosa, say, of Al Tonu Ish Es Achim. Once you see that there are these two halachos, there is an Isser, and there is Tashlumin, let's work, for example, in Pashup Shat like the Ramban, there's an Isser Lav, which is categorical, and there is now Tashlumayona. So now one can raise the following issue. When indeed is this true? When does the Isser kick in? And when is there a Chiyu Tashlumin? And these are the three halachos that the Chachamim formulate. Masur HaKos of the Chachamim. Very misaver to assume that the Torah was not given a Malachi Hashari. In every given sale, there could always be a slight misrepresentation. Not every chefetz has such an exact price, what our Gemara calls the midah uva minyan uva mishkal. So therefore, some leeway must necessarily exist, and that is what the Chamur Koveh is considered to be onah pachos mishdus. That within that window, we don't even assume there's any need of machzir onah. Why exactly is that true? What is that vehicle? So if you look in the Rambam as well as the Rambam is found in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yudbeis Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, if it's Pachos Mishdus, Derech Hakol Limcho. That is Mechila. The Rambam writes, Machli Inshe Pachos Mishdus. So there is, right, a small window where we assume simply there is mechila. What exactly does that mean? Mechila. Does it mean that somehow individual mechila is necessary, either explicitly or implicitly? It means that I, the victim, was mochel. That's the chiddush that the Machne Ephraim suggests. Machne Ephraim is found in Simon Yud Gimel of Dine Ona, that he writes that we require a mechila b'poel. Either explicitly there was mechila, the mis'ane explicitly was mochel, or based on an umdana, that the mis'ane would be mochel under such circumstance. But let's assume the following. Let's assume it's a case where it was pachos mishdus, and ha mis'ane, the victim, Adayin lo shilim, didn't get paid. That's the case of Machne Ephraim. The deal was done, but I, who am acquiring the chefetz, did not yet pay the mocher, and I realized that I was overcharged pachos mishdus. Yachal omar ein ani mochel. The misana can say that I am not mochel, and the mocher cannot exact the payment of even pachos mishdus. Told man that I paid you this amount, there's an implicit mechila. But if I did not as of yet pay, and now the mis'ana says that, you know, I realize that I paid you above and beyond the fair market value, even though the discrepancy was very small. He does not have to pay that difference. That's the Chiddush of the Machane Ephraim. It means an individual mechila is necessary. This Pesach Halacha of the Machane Ephraim is a great Chiddush. If you look, for example, in the Sma, in that Siman of Onah, Reish Chav Zayin, Tifat Niyudalet, the Sma assumes that no, that Baitla Daito Leso Kol Adam, that since Derech Bnei Adam Lamochlo, that's the Lashon HaRambam, that no, Derech HaKol Imcho. So therefore, Bakla Daito, the Chachamim, Masra HaKosov, the Chachamim, created a shear because beneath that threshold, that is considered to be a case of absolute mechila. So therefore again, you see from the two parshiyos that there is an Isra of Onah, there is Tashlumei Onah. When it comes to Tashlumei Onah, there's a certain frame of Tashlumin where we assume there is mechila. Let's assume it's Rav Poskim. Bapadaito, categorical mechila. One could even question, in Pachos Mishtus, is there an Isra of Onah? Is there an Isra of Onah? Once you see the Ramban, that there are two different halachos, the fact that there is no tashlumin. According to the approach, for example, of Machne Ephraim, maybe one could argue that in principle there could be an Isra of Onah, even Pachos Mishtus, it's just that it is Nitan L'Mechila, and that is completely subject to the Das HaMisamet. According to what the Sma Rav Poskim suggests, that's not true. Nimsa hadavar lechachamim, that derech hakol limcho, perhaps again that could indicate not simply in terms of nochovas hatashlumin, but again there's no ister as well. The chachamim realized that there could be, right, a clear variation in terms of value, and within that acceptable threshold, there's no ister as well. The Ramban writes that it's obvious you can have an Isra of Onah without the Dine Onah. Without the Dine Onah. If you look in the Achiezer, Achiezer raises the question perhaps in the opposite direction. As Achiezer is in Chela Gimel, it's Simin Pei Aleph, Os Chavches. Achiezer raised the following safek, a katan shehigil la'ones hapa'utos. A katan who midaraisus lampardas, but he is of age that midrabanon. We assume that mekcho mekach. What would happen in such a case? In ines chaveiro, if the katan would overcharge an adil, would we assume, for example, konomachzir? That payment must be made because of Tashlumei Onah. After all, if a katan is lav bar chiyuva, and if one should assume that a katan is excluded from the Isra of Onah, can there be Tashlumei Onah without an Isra of Onah? There certainly can be an Isra of Onah without the Chovas HaTashlumin, that's karka. But if you have someone who is not included in the Isra of Onah, can we argue that these two halachos are so completely independent that there can be a chiyuv tashlumei onah for one who is not bichlal the Isra of Onah? In this context, Achiezer quotes a further chiddush of Pnei Yeshua. That's the Pnei Yeshua mentioned above Metzian Daf Nunvav. But the Pnei Yeshua raises the following issue. What is driving the halakha of kana umachzir? Why do we assume that that's true? The mekach is kayam, but the ma'an is obligated to make payment, to offset the tashlumei onah. Why exactly is that true? Tinshu writes a very great chiddush. Why is that? Is there a pasuk? There are very few psukim, no? Pasuk doesn't mention anything about so on one level there's mechila, good. If it's shtus, so there is no mechila, and therefore what? It's not a mekach tos. The mekach is kayam, But machzir, on what basis machzir? So the Yeshua writes a very great Kiddush, this we'll have to discuss at length as well, that yesh ba'ona gezel. That's the Kiddush of the Bnei Yeshua. Once you assume that this is not within the window of Mechila, so therefore, that overcharging was payment that you are not entitled to. Once therefore, Pnei Yeshua writes a very great Kiddush that there is an Isser of Ona, that means this is Ma'os that entered your Rishus the Isser, so therefore, of course, there is a Chiyuv Hashava. That is Midine Gezel. A very great Kiddush. Pnei Yeshua assumes that once there is an Isser, that is considered to be now Bichlal Gezel, and now there is a Chovas HaHashava. Very great Kiddush. Achiezer assumes that if Tashlume Ona is Midin Gezel, he writes it's Mistaber to assume that that should apply even to a case of a Katan as well. Because if a Katan steals, good a Katan is not considered to be, right, Higia Lemitzvos, but nonetheless the Katan is not allowed to retain the Chetetz HaGozel. Hu Hadinami, the Katan would be obligated to return those maos, even if technically speaking the Katan is not considered to be a Bar Chiyuva. This relationship of Ona in Gezel is found in the Tur, but with a critical machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Prisha, as to what extent the Tur should be taken literally, or does the Tur mean this as a mashal ma'alma? The Tur in Choshe Mishpat and Reish Chav Zayin, again, that's the Siman of Ona. The Tur writes that Asa la'adam mahonos techavera, a person is not allowed to engage in Ona. The Tur, however, adds the following, ve'ein lokin alav, there's no malchus on Isser of Ona. And here the Torah writes, the fish bechlal lav de lo sigzo de nitan lehishavam. So it's a lav ha nitan lehishavam, nitan letashlumin. Sheman es chavero, chayiv lahachzir. So the Torah writes, there's an Isra of Ona, there's no Malkus in Ona, because after all, it's similar to or included in Gezel, and therefore there's no Malkus, but rather there's a Chovas HaShava. The Beis Yosef writes on that tour that that Moshel is Lavda. Just as there's no Malkus on Isra of Gezel, because there's a Mitzvah HaShava, V'heishiv V'sagzel Shagozav, so too, there's no Malkus on Isra of Ona, because after all, it's Nitan Lehishavon, Kanal Marzin. But Beis Yosef writes, don't take the Tur so literally as to assume that Ona is Bichlal Geza literally, and the Chovas HaShava is Midine Geza. And the Prisha interprets the Tur literally. That once there is an Isra of Ona, so therefore that is considered to be Gezel, Kano Umachzir is part of that Chovas HaShava. The same issue that one raises in terms of Ona, whether that is considered to be Bichlal Gezel or not. Bichlal Gezel, why? Because the Torah placed an Isra. Does that mean that's considered to be subject to Gezel and the Chiyuv HaShava is Veheshiv Esagzeh Shogozah? This is a discussion the Ritva has earlier in Kedushin Daf Vav Amud Beis, not when it comes to Ona, but when it comes to Rivets. The Ritva Daf Vav Amud Beis, the Ramachnul Bahanas Milver, discusses the following Chiddush of the Gemara. Abayi says, "Hamakadish b'milveh einu mekudeshes." You can't marry a woman simply with the fact that she owes you money. But if it is b'hanas milva, then mikudeshes. Hanas milva mikudeshes. V'osu lasos kein b'tnei haramas ridis. So what is that case? Hanas milva is mikudeshes, but v'osu lasos kein b'tnei haramas ridis. So the Gemara says, hey chidomi, what's that case? Let's assume, for example, a person lends a woman 4 zuzim. Mamish ribis daraisa. In the terms of the deal, are you have to pay me back 5? V'kidsho b'zuz ha-chamishi. And he wants to marry her with that extra zuz. What happens? Let's say the woman pays back the 5 zuzim. And he wants to utilize that extra zuz for kesef kedushin. B'kidsha b'zuz ha-chamishi. The Gemara says, what do you mean? That's ribis daraisa. Ribis nalyasu. That can't be the case. That's ribis daraisa. The Ritzvah's Vav is not Gemara. What exactly is the kasha of the Gemara? The Gemara says, hanas milta mekudeshes, but also lasos can be haramas ribis. The case cannot be so blatant, 4 and 5, because that's ribis daraisa. What was the kasha? So the Ritva writes the following. The kasha was not the halacha. The kasha was the lashon of Abaye. Abaye says, b'hanas milva mikudeshes. Mikudeshes. But you shouldn't do that because of haramas ribis. So the case cannot be as described, 4 and 5. Why? Because that's not haramas ribis. That's ribis daraisa. Reina chinami. What is the halacha of ribis daraisa? Mikudeshes. Mikudeshes. In other words, if ribis is paid, midine choshen mishpa, that money is yours. That money is yours. There's an issa daraisa to do so in Hilchos Yoredeya, an issa veheter. But midine choshen mishpa, the money certainly is considered to be that which is yours. So of course you could marry a woman with that money. And halacha would be mekudeshes. The reason the Gemara says that can't be the case is because Abaye adds the line that was haramas ribis. Abaye wouldn't call that haramas ribis. That's ribis daraisa. The shita, however, of the Rimigash, this is found in the Itor, in the beginning of Hilchos Kedushin. These are 2 days from the Meiri in that sugya, in Kedushin Davav. No, that's not true. If you're dealing with ribis daraisa, that means the Baal is not entitled to that money. That is an act of gezel, and there's a chiyuv hashava. And therefore, ainam mekudeshes. Not that the halachi is mekudeshes, but Abaye would never have referred to that as being haramas ribis. The halacha would not be that. The halacha would be ainam mekudeshes, because the mouths are ainam shalbal. The fact that if there is ribis daraisa, you're obligated to repay the ribis, is that midine gezel? Or is that a separate mitzvah entirely? Tavzaras demei ribis, v'cheyachi chimach. That's a machlokes between the Ritzvah and the Rimigash. The Ritzvah writes that beautiful split, that even in cases of ribis daraisa, and dine choshen mishpat, it is fully yours. But in Hilchos Yoredeya, you violated nisa daraisa. And the iser is what is mechayiv tashlumin. Not midine choshen mishpat, that money is not considered to be yours. We once discussed in earlier shiurim, at the end of the shviyas year, shmitas ksafim, what does shviyas do? What does shviyas do? Well, we're used to assuming, this is what the Mordechai writes, that Shviyas cancels the debt. Cancels the debt.
there's no longer a chiyuv on lova to pay the malva whatsoever. The debt is gone. If the malva will be gove, lachar shviz, the mechassina chreis, that's an issur of gezel. The money is no longer his. And the Sefer Yireim explicitly disagrees and says that's not true. In dinin choshen mishpat, there's a shibud. The lova owes the money to the malva. But he dini isser v'heter. What does the pasuk say? Lo yigos. The malva is not allowed to be goved. If he will be goved, he violates an isser of lo yigos, an isser negisa, but it's not an isser of gezel. The Sefer Yireim writes a beautiful chiddush. What an afkamina would be. In both cases, you're supposed to give back that money. But why? Is it because the money was not yours? Or is it because there was an Isser? You know what Nafkamina Kabibi Yireim writes? Kfiya. You'll go to Bezdin, and Bezdin will insist that you pay back. Why is that true? Is that Bezdin operating the realm of Dine Mamanos? Or is that Bezdin who is Kofal HaMitzvot? No, Bezdin is going to force you to fulfill a mitzvah. But the money is considered to be yours. One doesn't necessarily have to equate all of these cases. One could argue with the Ritzvados when it comes to ribbis that I paid the ribbis willingly. I needed the money and I gave you $125 for the $100 that you lent me. How can you call that genzel? The tashlum was absolutely nidas. Maybe then the Ritzvah is 100% right. There's an iser. But it does not mean genzel. Mashenki in the case of Ona, one could argue as the Pnei Yeshua that certainly is not true. When it came to the case of Ona, the victim, the Mis'ana, was unaware. There wasn't full Gemira's Das when the money was paid. Maybe one could argue that is considered to be an Isser of Gezel. It's not just the Isser of Ona which is driving that along. Chaim addresses this as well. This is found in the Chedushei HaGrach in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, where Reb Chaim raises the following kasha. What's the halacha when it comes to shtus? So our Gemara writes explicitly, Kana u'machzir. Kana u'machzir. Why should it be Kana u'machzir? Why can't the ma'ana, the culprit, not the victim, the culprit, the one who overcharged, why can't he say, I don't have any desire to sell an object for that price? Kozman, that he was willing to pay me six, I was willing to sell it to him. But if, for example, he's only going to be paying me less, in other words, kana machzir, I have to return the difference, I have no desire to sell whatsoever. When I made the sale, I thought I was getting X, and now that you are telling me no, X minus, because kana machzir, I didn't have das machzir. That wasn't my intent whatsoever. Shouldn't every case of shtus be considered to be a mekach tos, because the ma'ana can say that the only reason I sold the chefetz is because I was getting an inflated price. After all, doesn't our Gemara say that if it's a tos, the minyan, the mishko, then there's no halach of shtus? I sell you a dozen eggs, and you open it up and you see that one is missing. I can say, don't worry, it's pachas mishtus. You're only entitled to 11. If you buy 12, anything short of 12 is a mekach tos. So here, if the deal was to pay 6, all of a sudden now you're going to tell me, no, that's not true. So can't the culprit, the ma'ana, say that this should be a case of mekach tos? So Reb Chaim explains, apparently you see the following, in the case of shtus of kano machzir, you see that hachzara zona is not considered to be a reyes of deficiency beguf ha-mekach. The mekach is not a mekach tos. V'haraya, we wouldn't allow the ma'ana to claim mekach tos. The mekach is considered to be kayam, even within that window. It is considered to be a full gemiras das. But the Torah insists, Masra kosu lechachamim, hachzaras ha'onan. But not mi dinei mekatos. If that would be true, the ma'ana would have a right to say that I want to forego the entire deal. Okay, you're right, I was guilty, I was attempting to overcharge him, but look, I have no intention of selling the chefetz for anything short of that amount. The fact that he's not afforded that opportunity means it is not considered to be in choshen mishpat mekatos. But in terms of dinei yoredeya, so to speak, the Torah insists on some reparation, just like in terms of ribis. Hachzaras ribis is necessary, even though the Ritzvah writes, certainly in Choshen Mishpat terms, the Chefetz certainly is considered to be yours. And if the Baal of Mekane Shanisha with that, it would be a full Kedushin, Daraisa. So in terms of Pachos Mishtos, that's Mechila. In terms of shtus, there the mekach certainly is kayam. We don't allow, right, the possibility, right, of mekach tos. Although we did see that chiddush in Pnei Yeshua, that it works midine gezel, a very great chiddush. That once the Torah tells you this is awesome, so therefore the chiv tashlumin is indeed midin gezel. What about cases of Ono with his Yosef Mishnos? The pricing was so out of line. There we assume that no. Bitul HaMekach, but our Gemara comments. Bitul HaMekach. On what basis? Is that Midine Ono? Or maybe we'll argue that's not midina no whatsoever. That's simply the lack of mekav tos b'chol Torah kula. After all, as he pointed out, there's no pasuk. There's no pasuk that tells us these halachos. That same Pnei Yeshua writes the following chiddush: Yoser mishtus. You don't require gzeiras hakasa. What do you need a pasuk for? I sell you yayim min sechomer. You need a pasuk? I sell you apples and I deliver oranges. So you say, this is what I bought. So I say to you, where's the pasuk? Where's the pasuk that says that's true? Yayin, chometz, chitin, sorin. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that that's mekav tos. The Pnei Yeshua writes that's true of Yosef Mishtus as well. So in other words, according to Pnei Yeshua, the following. Yosef Mishtus is mekav tos b'chala Torah kula. That's Yayin B'nim Tzachomet. Pachos Mishtus is Mechila B'chala Torah Kula. You don't need a pasuk for Pachos. You don't need a pasuk for Yisim. All you need is the pasuk for the unique halakha of Ona, which is merely Shtus Karomasi. Where is that pasuk? Oh, that's the difference in Karka versus Metabolin. The fact that there is an exclusion of karka when the isser applies to karka must tell us that there is a mode of tashlumen which is novea from dine ona, where there's a difference between karka and etalfen, and that's the loch of shtus. That's where the chamin gleans so much, right, from that small drasha. O kanom yam yisacha. Is this true that yosem ishtus is not a detail within Ona, but rather it's the halacha of mekav tos b'chala Torah kula? The Tosus of Bav Metzin, the Afnunim and Beis, the Ramasko, the Ilu, writes that language explicitly. Tosus writes, Kevin Shuyosem Ishtus, Havilei rachoku min hamekach yosa midai. The discrepancy is too great. Ki ilu lo machar klal. Bahavi le kiyayim v'dim tzachomet. That's what Tosfos writes about Metzian Daf Nun Amud Beis. There's such a discrepancy between the charge price natural value. Gila machar klal. Bahavi le kiyayim v'dim tzachomet. Poshup shantosis. One could be mad, hey, but Poshim Shantosis, that doesn't sound like a unique halacha bona. And again, one could argue that halacha bona is similar to Mekach Tosis. No, literally as Tosis says, that is midine bitul hamekach. Yayin v'din tzachomet. In fact, if you look at the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara raises the following ibayah. This touches on the very girsa of the Ritzma that we mentioned initially in our sugya. We have an exclusion of avodim, karka, and shtaros from onah. The Gemara raised the following. Good. There's a difference when it comes to onah. What about when it comes to bitul hamekah? What about when it comes to bitul hamekah? Let's assume the pricing is so off, so off. Is that subject lach of ain on all the karkaos? Or is that not? When the Gemara raises that issue, is there bitul hamekach when it comes to avodim karka and shtaros? If you look at the Rashi and Daf Nun Zayin, Rashi frames the bayah of the Gemara in that fashion. If it is midine mekach tos, you know, mekach tos applies the karka as well. But if it is midine ona, if that is part of dine ona, then one could argue, o kano miyada misecha. Maybe that also is subject to that meal, the difference in karka as opposed to metaltalin. This perhaps is rooted in the following machlokas Rishonim. The Gemara says, Yosir Mishtus, Bitul HaMekach. What exactly does that mean? Well, it certainly means if the Mis'ana, the victim, says, I don't want to go through with this deal. The object was only worth 100, you're charging me 200. That certainly is true. What about the Ma'ana? What if the perpetrator, the culprit, the one who overcharged, does he have a right to back out? Or does he not? That's not Mefurish in the Gemara. When our Gemara says, Yeser Mishtus, Bitul HaMekach, what exactly does that mean? So the Rambam writes the following Chiddush, Nochos Mechira, Perkei Beis, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes, Hama'anoso, the one who overcharged, Eino yochol achzor. He doesn't have a right to back out. Let's assume for whatever reason, right? The one who is overcharged wants this piece of land. He doesn't want a substitute. And he's willing to pay that inflated price. The Rambam writes, the Ma'ana cannot claim a mekach tos. Poshup Shat, that means it's not midine mekach tos. If something is midine mekach tos, so therefore there's a reciprocal possibility that both the makna and the kona can claim mekach tos. Here the Rambam writes, even yeser mishtos, it's a schus of the mis'ane that does not apply to the me'ane. Poshup Shat, that is part of dine ona. And Tosus disagrees. The Tosfos Mavetzia and Daf Nun Amud Beis, and the Tosfos and Bava Basra and Daf Pei Dalet, that Tosfos of Nun Amud Beis, that's the Tosfos of Yayin Chomet, where Tosfos says that Shnei Mechom Lachzer Bahem. The Ma'ana can say it's no deal. Even the Mis'ana is interested in going through with the deal. That machlokas, the Raman Tosus, is machlokas, the Machabra, and the Ramah, and Reish Chav Zayin, and Siv David. Perhaps that reflects a more fundamental machlokas. To what extent is Yosir Mishtus, Halacha B'chol HaTorah Kula,
To what extent do we assume that that is not true at all? Mekaftos. Going back to that original piece of the Ramban, the Ramban, in distinguishing Karkin Metalklin, said the following: of course, Amen es Chaber Ledas over Velav Ben Bemetalklin Ben Bekarkos. The Isser applies categorically. The Tashlamin, then one can make a difference in Karkas both Metalklin. So we noted that extra word in the Ramban. Hama'anes chavera l'das over b'lav. If one intentionally misrepresents, that's a very great chiddush, no? The isra of ona is only b'mezid, not b'shogeg. B'chad Ramban should have said, hama'anes chavera over b'lav. Ben metal ben b'karkos. It's only l'das. If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch mentioned earlier, Shin Lamed Zayin, Sefer HaChinuch has the same formulation. That's not true when it comes to Shari Surim. You only buy the Nisr Gezel, the Bemezid, not the Shogeg. When the Tur, for example, in Reish Chav Zayin, presents this halacha, the Tur is explicit, Ben Beshogeg, Ben Bemezid. Why does the Ramban write Hama'anes Chaver Ladas? In terms of this detail, this is a chiddush that Rabbi Shoy suggested is found in Chasash and Parshas Bahar. That should depend on the earlier issue, Ona or Geza. What is the relationship between the two? If you assume the Torah posits Nisr, Al Tonu Isha Sachir. And the entire Chiyu Tashlumin is Noveya from Gezel, Gezel. The Hefsid Mammon that I caused the other individual, the Misane. Well, then there should be no difference between Mez and Rishashoka. In the Parsha of Gezel, obviously there's no difference. You only violate this sort of gezel, the mezid, not the shogeg? Certainly not. If this diuk in the Ramban in the Sefer HaChinuch is correct, that the isra of ona is l'das, to consciously, to willingly do so, apparently you see that the gezer of ona is not at all an isra gezel. It is not the fact that it was mafsid mamon chaver. If I'm mafsid mamon chaver shalomi das, I steal from him without his acquiescence, without his agreement. That's gezel. Here, there was full agreement. No? I charged. He agreed to pay. He didn't do sufficient homework. He should have looked into it better and realized that the market value was lower and I was charging an inflated price. Can you call that Mr. of gezel? Rosh Hashanah Ramban, this is not an Isser Gezel at all. The Isser is the fraud, the misrepresentation, the Mais Ta'ana, and Ha'ogel Shabbat. The Isser is not that I see something from someone that is not mine. Here the Tashlum was absolutely Midato. Like the Ritva when it comes to Ribbis. Mr. Gezel, I stole something from him. He was more than happy to pay me an extra dollar because he needed the money right here and now. There's an Isser. But you can't call that an act of Gezel. That's exactly what the Rover Shonim assumed when it comes to Ribbis. Hoshav Shat, that's the Chiddush of the Ramban as well. This can't be an Isser of Gezel. The payment was absolutely willing. The Isser was that my taking advantage of, I was guilty of fraud, my misrepresentation. That, the Ramban apparently assumes the Chiddush, that is only Ladas. That is only Ladanus.
My motive is critical. If I was unaware, I didn't realize that I was overcharging. I had thought that this was the market condition. Then the Ramban writes, good, it could be subject to tashlumin, but that I violate the iser. If innocently I charged a person A, thinking that that was the regular price. Rosh Weiss gives a remote mashal ma'adavar domen, the Chiddush Nesivos we discussed, and Reish Lamed Aleph. When it comes to Issa Daraisa, there's an Issa, Ben Beshogit, Ben Bemezid. When Nesivos writes, it's Chiddush Reish Lamed Aleph, when it comes to Issurei Derabbanan, in Issur Derabbanan Beshogit does not require kapar. Why is that true? It's not the act which is us. It is the fact that I went against mitzvah yishmon d'rabbei chachamim. So if I do so b'mezid, there's culpability. If it was inadvertent, it was b'shogeg, the act inherently is not forbidden. The motive, the mindset of the individual, will determine the iser. Hu hadinami. You can't call this an iser geza where I'm chayiv for the hefsid mama. That was all midas. The ma'ana and the misana willingly did so. You can argue that it was inappropriate. It wasn't proper for you to take advantage of the mis'anet. That's the Chiddush Ramban, that is considered to be that which is ladas. And the Tur that writes explicitly in Reish Chaf Zayin that the Isser is obviously b'shogeg as well, that fits very well with that mashal of the Tur, that onah is a form of gezel. And the Chovas HaShava and the Ptur Malkus is because of a Hishivis HaGzer Shagaza. The little understanding of the Tur, that in such a case, if the Torah says that one is not entitled, so that's it. So in such an instance, that is considered to be Chlal Gezel, without the Parsha of Anah, but if it is not called Gezel at all. Who is it that was the victim? You were willing, I was willing. The answer is, since the Torah says this is an illegitimate sale, so therefore, this is considered to be a form of gezel. In which case, obviously, ben b'shogeg, and ben b'mezid. The Chiddush of the Ramban, that assumes that ma'anes chaver ledas, means we clearly break that link between this gezel and this onah. The Isser of Anah is only a person who takes advantage of, who frauds and misrepresents, and that misrepresentation, the Ramban writes, is amazing, not the Shogay. A few additional marmakams. What is driving the halach of Anah? Mammon, the chiyuv of Mammon, or is it the Isser? Once we have the two halachos, is it Mammon or is it Isser? What is the relationship between Onah and Gezel? Just in terms of Psak Halacha, the Baal HaMor has the following comment. The Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Mem Tes raises a detailed machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Shtus. How do you assess Shtus? Rav says the following, Shtus Mekach Shaninim. The starting point is the true market value of that object. Shtus Mekach. And Shmuel disagrees and says, Shtus Ma'os Nami Shaninim. Not only its value, but Shtus also from the perspective of Ma'os, of the amount of money that was paid. The Gemara says, for example, the following. Let's assume I paid 6 for something that was only worth 5. What is that? Rav says, that's Bitla Mekka, that's more than Shtus. The actual value was 5. Well, if you pay 6, so therefore that's Yosem Shtus, that's Bitla Mekka. Shmuel says, in such a case, Kanon Marsir. No, that's Shtus. because you have a right to assess from the perspective of maos. I paid six, a fraction of which, one-sixth was the demei ona, that's called shtus. Shmuel says you assess based on the payment as well, and Rav says it's not true, from actual value. That'll be called bitul hamekta. Let's assume, for example, I underpaid. I paid six for something that was worth seven. So according to the view of Rav, it was worth seven. The discrepancy was 1/7. That's mechila. No? According to Shmuel, no, that's not true. You paid six. The discrepancy was 1/6. In such a case, that's just kanon achzir. No, the nafkamis can flip in either direction, the Gemara says. No? Whether the shtus is mekaf or whether the shtus is considered timos. Pretty fundamental machlokis, Rav and Shmuel. The Baal HaMor, at the very end of Maseches Bava Kamma, writes the following. How do you paskin? You paskin like Rav or you paskin like Shmuel? Well, we have different klalim, no? The Hilchos of Kirav b'Yisura, the Hilchos of Kishmuel b'Mamona. The Baal HaMor writes, Onaz Yisurahu, the Hilchos of Kirav b'Yisura. It's considered to be Yisur v'Hefer. And we'll paskin like Rav. That shtus mekach shaninu, not mos, mekach. Everything is from the perspective of the value of the object itself. This is an additional mar makom. Perhaps that's relevant in terms of how one understands, right, the parsha sa'onah. Right, we'll discuss a little bit more about the details of onah, as mentioned. Then we'll go on to something we discussed in the past as well. But our gemara says the following: Shaleach es biryat tereshet v'katan. What exactly does that mean? Chiyu b'dinei shamayim. Right? Does it mean there really is a chiyu tashlumin? Or what happened when it comes to tfisa? What happened in cases of kimlei d'rabinei? And then we'll get right into the next sugya. The Gemara says when it comes to pikeach, the pikeach is chayiv, and that's where we assume that ain't shliach b'dinei. Okay, so we'll pick up tomorrow.